The title of our sermon is Unto You a Savior is Born.
我们今天晚上的这个讲题呢是有一个救主为我们而生。
Taken from Luke chapter 2 verses 1 to 20.
是取自于路加福音第一章第一节到二十节。
The birth of a baby is a joyous occasion for a family.
一个孩子的婴孩的诞生呢是家庭的一个喜事。
Those who are fathers and mothers, grandfathers and grandmothers would recall with fondness the birth of the first child.
那些做父母的，那些做祖父祖母的，你们还会想到当孩子降来临的时候是如何的高兴。
The first child, the first grandchild.
第一个孩子和第一个孙子。
Months before, the family would start preparing.
当孩子没有诞生之前的好几个月，你们已经开始预备了。
So it's an exciting time.
是一个很兴奋的一个时刻。
So the would-be parents would make preparations, securing the service of a gynecologist.
那些将要做父母的，他们将会找那适合的那个妇产医生。
Secure a place in the hospital of choice.
能够在找到你所喜欢的那个这医院。
And even deciding beforehand the method of birth.
而且要在之前决定用什么方法来产下这个婴孩。
And all the more exciting if it's the coming of the first child to the family.
特别是如果这个是第一个孩子的话，你更感到兴奋。
So months before the baby room would be replenished, refurnished.
好几个月之前呢，就已经把你的这个房间呢给粉刷好。
So you buy a baby cot.
你找那个一个孩子的这个床。
And proper bed, the room decorated.
而且你把你的房间好好的这个装饰。
To welcome this baby into this world.
为了要迎接这个孩子到你这个世界来。
And with no prior experience.
如果没有你之前没有什么经验的。
It is a time of living and learning for first-time parents.
这个是要学习，要成长的。
Tonight we are gathered to remember the birth of a very special baby who was born 2,000 years ago.
今天晚上我们在这里聚集，要纪念到一个特别的这个孩子的到来，那是在2000多年前的事。
And it is also given to a pair of first-time parents.
这个也是给第一次生孩子的这个父母
，Mary and Joseph，
就是玛利亚与约瑟。
Mary was holding in her stomach the Son of God。
在这个玛利亚的肚里呢，已经怀孕着这个神的儿子。
And Jesus, the baby that was in the womb, was very special。
在玛利亚的这个肚子里面的这个胎儿呢，是一个很特别的胎儿。
Jesus did not come by the normal process.
主耶稣不是按照平常的方式来到这个世间。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus is born of the Holy Ghost.
在圣经说他是因圣灵感动而生。
Mary did not know a man.
这个玛利亚呢，没有跟男人亲近。
Jesus was virgin born.
这个是耶稣呢是借着童女而诞生的。
And so tonight we want to, as we come to remember Christmas, there are two thoughts that we want to think about.
当我们来纪念这个圣诞节的时候，我们要思想两个方面的这个东西。
We want to meditate upon the unique birth of our Savior.
我们要纪念到思想这个主耶稣特别的这个诞生。
And we want to contemplate upon his unique mission.
而且要思想他的这个特别的这个使命。
The birth of Jesus Christ is unique.
主耶稣的这个降生是特别的。
Because it took place exactly as what the angel told the shepherds that were in the field.
主耶稣诞生就按着这个天使向牧人所说的那样的情形下诞生的。
If you look at verse 11 of your text in Luke chapter 2,
如果你看这个在路加福音第二章第十一节的话，
It says this, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior which is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。
And this shall beA sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
So these shepherds who were tending their sheep in the field had a very unique experience that day.
啊，这些在旷野里面照顾这羊群的这些牧人呢，在当天呢有一种很特别的这个经历。
The angel appeared unto them.
啊，天使向他们显示。
And the angel said to them that a child is to be born.
啊，天使告诉他们将有一个婴孩降生。
The Savior.
就是救主。
And there will be a sign to identify this Savior.
啊，将有一个记号能够让他们认出那个救主。
You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger.
你将会看到一个婴孩包在布里，卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
What is this swaddling clothes?
到底这个包着的布是什么呢？
Well, you know,when a newborn baby is born, we have a blanket that covers.The baby.
如果一个婴孩诞生的话，我们将会用这个这个床铺呢，这个不是被呢，把它包起来。
Swaddling clothes that is used in the Bible describes strips of cloth that are tied together to bind the baby tightly.
啊，这边所说的用布包着呢，就是圣经所说的用一条布呢，紧紧的把孩子那个婴孩呢，把它包起来。
So when the baby is born,
所以当孩子生出来的时候
，the umbilical cord is cut.
他的那个那个这个带哈、啊，这个带就这个奶带这个跟它割掉
，and tied.
然后那么就把它绑起来
，and the baby is washed.
那么将把那个孩啊婴孩要洗干净
，rubbed with salt and oil。
那么将涂啊用这个啊盐跟个油来涂抹
，and wrapped in strips of cloth。
然后就用布把它包起来。
So this baby would be kept warm。
这婴孩呢将会能够保持这个温暖。
And the way it is tied very tightly causes that the limbs would grow straight。
啊，他们把这么紧紧的把它包扎起来，是让他们的四肢的都能够健康的成长。
So swaddling is a age old practice of wrapping infants in this unique way.
啊，这个用布包起来是一个人常常用的这个方法来对待这个来包这个孩子的。
So you ask me what's so special about that?
那你问我这个这样子包扎起来有什么特别呢？
Are not all babies in Palestine at that time cared for in the same way, wrapped in swaddling clothes?
啊，难道这个在巴勒斯坦的这个婴孩诞生的时候，也不是每一个这样子把它包起来吗？
Well, I tell you, it's true.
啊，对，当然是这样子的。
But we need to see what the angel was giving concerning this particular setting, this mental picture that the angel is painting to the shepherds.
嗯，我们来看一看这个天使他要带出的一个这个画面是怎么样的一个画面。
He's describing how the Savior is to be identified.
啊，这个告诉他们怎么能够认出这个救主。
Also,the angel told the shepherds that this baby would be found lying in a manger.
啊，也啊，天使也告诉那牧羊人说，这个婴孩呢会躺卧在这个马槽里。
What is a manger?
马槽是什么东西来呢
？It was a feeding trough for animals.
就是喂养动物的地方。
And it.Would give them the clue where to find the baby.
那这就给他们一个线索来找这个婴孩。
They are not to go to the inn, to the hotel, but they are to go to this place where animals are fed.
啊，他们不应该去到旅店，他们应该去到那些就把这个喂养这些动物的这个地方。
So there is a unique sign that is given by the angel in order to identify this Savior.
啊，这个天使呢，给他们一个特别的记号，让他们知道怎么样找到这个救主。
And so it was a unique circumstance that they are to see, and so a picture is painted to them where they would find the Savior.
啊，这是一个很特别的一个画面，让他们知道怎么样能够找到这个救主。
And verse 6 and 7 describe to us exactly what happened.
那第六跟第七节告诉我们到底发生了什么事情呢
？And it was so, verse six, that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered.
啊, 他们在那里的时候, 玛利亚的产期到了,
and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger.
就生了同胎的儿子, 用布包起来, 放在马槽里, 因为,
because there was no room for them in the inn. And so this description was given to the shepherds so that they have the clue to find this Savior. Where to find this Savior?
这样子的这个细节呢，已经告诉给这个牧羊人，让他们知道怎么寻找这个救主。
And so, as you read on in our text in verse 15, the shepherds went out according to the direction, according to the description that was given by the angel.
啊, 这些牧羊人就按着这个天使的指示去寻找这个救主。
And so in verse 15, this was what is said. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.
众人动天使离开他们升天去的牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。
And verse 16 says, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger.
第十六节说到他们既忙既忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和夜色，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
And so they found the baby Jesus.
因此他们可以找到主耶稣。
And verse 6:17 says, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child.
第十七节说到，既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
So this text tells us the unique scene that was described of our Savior's birth.
这里经文告诉我们，这是主耶稣诞生的肚子的这个情形。
And it was fulfilled right to the letter as what the shepherds saw.
这个他的一切东西呢，都按着每一句话所说的呢，成就了。
So they were very amazed.
因此他们觉得很诧异。
You see, in order to make an event take place in the near future, exactly as it's being described, it requires some orchestrating.
如果你要知道未来的事情呢，能够按着所讲的呢发生呢，你必须要有后面有一个带动的那个力量。
And so the shepherds were marveled how all these things just fall into place exactly as it's being told to them by the angel.
当牧羊人发现到他们所看到，正如天使这样他们所指示的，他们就觉得很诧异。
And so they were so moved by what they saw that they began sharing with the people that indeed the Savior is born.
因此他们所看到的实在是真的，他们就觉得很诧异，那么他就开始就跟人家传开了。
What else is unique concerning the Savior's birth?
关于主耶稣诞生还有什么特别的地方吗？
Coming back to verse 11 and 12 again.
我们再回到第十一跟第十二节。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
第十一节，今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包在布，卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
So 11 and 12 are the main text in which we want to discuss tonight.
那第十一跟第十二节是今天的主要的这个经文。
And there is one phrase that is given there, the city of David.
那这里有一句话是讲到说，在大卫的城里。
A particular location, a particular place.
这个特别的地方,
and Bethlehem is called the city of David.
伯利恒是被称为大卫的城,
and that's what is given there in verse 4.
在第四节那边就讲到,
the city of David, which is called Bethlehem.
就是在第四节的,就大卫的城叫做伯利恒。
It is called the city of David because David grew up.
因为他叫大卫之城，因为大卫在那里成长。
He grew up there with his father Jesse and the seven brothers.
他跟他的父亲耶西还有他的七个弟兄在那里成长。
In fact, it was there that David was given the mandate to take care of the sheep of his father.
在那里呢, 他被他的父亲委派他去照顾那些羊群。
And so you would find him 1,000 years earlier in these fields in Bethlehem, taking care of the sheep as a shepherd.
在主降生之前的1,000多年前, 这个大卫已经在那旷野那边照顾羊群了。
And these are the same shepherds who were there in Bethlehem taking care of the sheep.
这就是同样一模一样的这些牧羊人在那里照顾羊群。
What was the purpose of rearing this sheep in Bethlehem in Judea?
为什么要在伯利恒那边牧养这些羊群呢?
Well, you know that later on there is these sacrifices that are instituted in Jerusalem that is not so far away.
我们知道在这个耶路撒冷有这样的献祭的这个事情。
And so these sheep were used for sacrifices.
所以这些羊呢是用来做献祭的。
And so the city of David has a unique work where the shepherds would tend their sheep.
所以在这个大卫的城呢有一个特别的地方就是牧羊人在那里
So there will be these fields where the sheep would be reared.
所以在那边呢，有这个草场，让这个羊在那里吃草。
And it is there that is described how the Son of God, the Savior, would be born.
就是在那里呢，就神的儿子，主耶稣降生地方。
And so, verse 4 and 5 tells us that Mary was great with child. That means it was almost full term.
这边在第十第五节讲到说，玛利亚的身孕已经重了。
And she was ready to deliver.
她将要生产了。
And so Mary and Joseph traveled from Nazareth, their hometown, to Bethlehem, this city of David.
所以这个玛利亚、耶稣呢，他们就从这个拿撒勒呢，来到这个伯利恒。
And it is a long distance.
这个是一个很长的一个旅途.
If you look at Bible geography, it's about 70 miles, more than 100 kilometers.
如果你看地图的话，是大概超过100公里.
It's about the distance from here to Kota Tinggi.
好像从这边直到哥打丁宜.
But without modern transport.
当然没有今天的这个交通，现在的这个交通。
And so, what is unique here is that the place of the birth of the Savior was also predicted by the angel.
这特别的地方就是说，这个主耶稣诞生地方也被这个天使呢是预告。
And why is it that Mary of Joseph, who was great with child, had to go to Bethlehem at that time?
为什么这个玛利亚跟这个耶稣呢需要上到这个伯利恒呢？
The first few verses of Luke chapter 2 tells us that there was a census being called.
在这个第二章第一节那边讲到，当时呢，他们必须要报名上册。
Caesar Augustus was the Roman emperor at that time.
在当时的这个罗马的这个皇帝呢，是凯撒亚库斯都。
And so he was asking the people who were under his rule, the Jews there, to register their names so that they could be counted. He wanted to know how many people were under his rule.
在当时的罗马这个版图呢，他要帝国里面，他要他的所有的百姓呢都报名上册， 让他知道到底他的帝国里面有多少个人。
And this census is to be done by the family and by the tribe.
这样子的人口的统计呢，是按着这个他们的这个家族，按着他们的这个人数来算的。
And Mary and Joseph is, verse 4 tells us, is from the house and lineage of David.
是讲到耶稣跟这个玛利亚呢，是从大卫的这个家族而来的。
And so they had this baby that is going to be born.
他们有一个婴孩将要产下。
And there is this rule that the government of the land imposed upon them, and so they had to make that long journey from Nazareth, their hometown, all the way to Bethlehem.
所以因为这个孩子要产了，但是政府呢也有这样的规定，要他们 报名上称，
所以他们就需要到伯利恒去。
So the place was unique. 所以这个地方呢是特别的。
And the circumstances that caused Mary and Joseph to come to Bethlehem is unique. God allowed that census to be called at that time, just at that time.
这样子的一个上这个报名上车的事情呢，是一个很特别的事情，也促使他们需要上到这个伯利恒去。
So the registration would is part of the process whereby it accounts them as Roman citizens.
那这样的一个人口统计呢，是让罗马政府呢，把计算他们在这个罗马的这个百姓之内。
And so the shepherds who were told.To go to the city of David, to Bethlehem, came to Bethlehem and they saw the Savior.
所以这个牧羊人呢，被天使告诉他们要到这个大卫之城，就是伯利恒那里去找这个救主。
And so the place was unique.
所以那个地方呢是特别的。
The description of that particular place in Bethlehem was unique.
那个所形容的那个伯利恒那个地方呢，也是一个独特的。
And what else is unique about Bethlehem, the city of David?
伯利恒的独特的地方还有什么吗？
There was a prophecy that is given 700 years ago, predicting that Bethlehem, this tiny, inconsequential village, would be the place of the birth of the Savior.
在700年前的时候，在这个旧约里面呢，已经预先讲到说，主耶稣将会降生在这个卑微的这个伯利恒里面。
The prophet Micah stated this many hundred years ago.
就是米迦先知这样的预言说到。
And he says this, but thou Bethlehem Ephrathah.Though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting.
在这个米迦书第五章第二节说到，伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城中为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古，从太初就有。
So,It was a prediction of significance.
这个是一个很重要的一个预言。
700 years ago, this statement was made.
700年前就有这样子的一个预言。
And 700 years later, it was fulfilled exactly.
在700年之后呢，这样的预言呢是完完全全的应验出来。
And this is no secret to the Jews.
对于这个犹太人，这个不是一个秘密来的。
The Jews all knew that Bethlehem is a special place where the Savior is going to be born.
那犹太人知道说这个伯利恒是救主将诞生的一个独特的地方。
You do not see the Pharisees there waiting to see the Son of God.
你没有看到那些法利赛人在那边等候主的降生。
Not Herod.
也不是希律也不在等候。
But you see that the shepherds were there and the angels gave them this message.
我们知道说，这牧羊人有在那边等候，而天使告诉他们了。
And so, as you think about the birth of our Savior, you see that it was the timing was right.
你看我们想到主耶稣诞生呢，他的这个时间诞生的时间是恰当的。
The place was right.
地方也是恰到好处。
And the circumstances were also right.
当时的这个情况呢，情形呢也是很适合的。
And it was the time of Christ coming again.
那就是主耶稣要诞生的这个。
The birth of the Savior of the world.
就是这个世界的救主的诞生。
And he came manifesting himself to a group of shepherds.
他来到世上的时候，向这些牧羊人呢彰显。
Who are the shepherds?
这些牧羊人是谁呢？
The shepherd.Is of a lowly occupation.
这些牧羊人呢，他们是在社会里面是占着低落的这个地位。
No occupation is lower than a shepherd in those days.
在当时的社会里面呢，没有任何一个职业呢比这个牧羊的这个职位呢更低。
And David, who was a shepherd 1,000 years earlier.Was assigned this very humble and dangerous task by his father.
这个大卫呢，在1000多年前呢，他便 接受了这样子一个卑微的一个危险的一个工作。
It involved sleepless hours in the cold nights on the grassy hill.
他们这些牧羊人必须在这个旷野那边就说好多夜晚呢都不能够好好的睡觉。
And they are threatened by wild animals.
他们会被这个野兽的这个威胁。
And just like David said to King Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 17, he says, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. When he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him.
这边大卫这样子的告诉这个扫罗说大卫对扫罗说你仆人为父亲放羊有时来了狮子有时来了熊从 群中衔一只羊羔去我就追赶他击打他将羊羔从他口中救出来他要起来害我我就揪着他的胡子将他打死
And so it was a lowly occupation
这个是一个很卑微的一个工作
，a dangerous work，
而且一个很危险的一个工作
，a very tough job，
而且是个很艰难的一个工作。
And so you see that as what Jesus said in John chapter 10, he says that these shepherds are not hirelings。
在这边这个约翰福音说，这个牧羊人呢不是被雇的，不是被聘的。
In John chapter 10, he says this, in verse 12, he says, But he that is a hireling and not a shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep.
在这里约翰福音第十章第十一、第十二到十三节说到，若是雇工不是牧人。羊也不是他自己的他看见狼来就撇下羊跑走狼抓住羊赶散了羊群雇工跑走因他是雇工并不顾念羊
And so these shepherds that were there by the field were not hirelings
这些在旷野的牧羊人他们不是雇工
And so when the announcement was given to them what did they do?
当有这样子的一个报天使向他们这样报告的时候，他们做什么呢
？They said, "Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see these things which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us."
他们说我们一起到这个伯利恒去看看这个天使向我们所报告的事情。
And so these shepherds were humble and obedient servants of God.
这些牧羊人是很谦卑、很愿意顺服的这些神的这仆人。
Their hearts were attuned to the word of God.
他们很听从神的话语。
And so they came.
因此他们来到。
And they obeyed.
他们也顺服。
And they saw the Savior.
他们看见了这个救主。
And so this is the first thought.
这个是第一个思想。
His unique birth.
他独特的这个降生。
You see the unique place, the unique circumstances.
你看到独特的这个地方，独特的这情况。
And secondly, his unique mission.
第二个就是他独特的这个使命。
Unto you is born on this day, verse 11 says, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
在第十一节说了，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。
The name Jesus means Savior.
那耶稣就是救主的意思。
And this is the name that is unique to this baby.
这个耶稣呢是这个婴孩独特的这个名字。
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, it says that verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people.From their sins.
马太福音第一章第二十一节说到，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
The good news that a Savior is born, which is Christ the Lord, is the best news for this world.
这个最好的消息是，基督救主将要降生。
And it deals with the most important issue of all.
这个是关乎关系最重要的事情。
Our Where we will spend eternity.
到底我们要怎么样度过我们的永恒？
If you die and do not have Jesus Christ as your Savior,
如果你离开这世界的时候，而你又没有主耶稣做你的救主的话，
you will spend eternity under the judgment of a holy God.
你将会在这个在受到这个神的审判，在这个永恒里面受他的这个刑罚。
But in His mercy, God sent Jesus to save us from our sins.
但是因着神的怜悯，他差他的儿子来救我们。
And this is the reason why the Savior responded.
这就是为什么救主要降生。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
这是圣诞节的真正的意义。
The Savior of the world. Came entered human history.
世界的这救主呢，进入了这个世人的这个历史里面。
And secondly,
第二点，
Jesus is also described in verse 11 as the Christ.
在第十一节那边，这边说到主耶稣也叫做基督。
In the Hebrew, it is the word Messiah.
在希伯来文是弥赛亚的意思。
In the Greek, it is Christ for the Anointed One.
在希腊文，这个是一个受膏者的意思。
Jesus is the anointed king and priest.
这个主耶稣是被膏的这个君王和被膏的这个祭司。
He comes to bring salvation to his people.
他要把这个救恩呢带给他的百姓。
In the Old Testament, there are two office bearers to be appointed.
在这个旧约里面呢，有两个这样的一个职位
，the king and the high priest.
就是君王跟那个大祭司。
And Jesus brought these two offices together in one person.
主耶稣呢就把他这两个这份呢合在一起，应验在他身上。
Why the high priest?
为什么是大祭司呢？
The high priest is the one that offered the sacrifices on behalf of the people for their sins.
那大祭司呢是为着百姓呢献上这个赎罪祭的。
When they sin against God,
当他们得罪神，
there is that guilty conscience.
他心里感到内疚。
How can sins be taken away?
罪怎么能够除掉呢？
The system in the Old Testament that was instituted is for the killing of an animal, the blood to be shed, and from there, from that offering, God is appeased.
在旧约的这个方式里面呢，是必须要宰杀一个牲畜，然后让它流血，然后呢，他的罪就神呢就能够得到悦纳。
And so Jesus, the baby that was born, is born for a unique mission.
然后主耶稣的降生呢，是为着一个特别的使命。
He was born to die.
他降生，他降生是为了要死。走上牺牲的道路。
In order to die a death to take away the sins of the world.
他来到世上牺牲是为了要除去世人的罪。
Why is it that Jesus is able to take away the sins?
为什么主耶稣能够除去世人的罪呢？
Because Jesus is sinless.
因为主耶稣是没有罪的。
The Bible tells us that he is born of a virgin.
所以圣经说他是借着童女降生了。
And yet he is human.
同时间他也是人。
You see the description of how he was laid there in a manger.
在那里告诉他怎么样卧在那个马槽里。
As a baby.
是一个婴孩来的。
And so Jesus Christ is unique.
主耶稣是很独特的。
He is fully man.
他是完完全全的人。
To represent man.
是代表人。
And he is fully God.
他同时是完完全全的神。
To represent God.
要代表神。
He is that mediator between man and God.
他是神与人之间的这个中保。
He is the one that would bring sinful men to a holy God.
他是把这个有罪的人带到那个圣洁的神那里。
And so the mission of Jesus is unique.
这主耶稣的这使命呢是很独特的。
He is called the Christ.
他被称为基督。
The Anointed One.
被膏者。
The King and the Priest.
是君王和祭司。
And also you see that he is also Christ the Lord.
他也是主基督。
And it's interesting because the word Lord in the Old Testament simply means God. It's God Himself.
在旧约里面，主就是神的意思。
In the Old Testament, it is translated in our English Bible, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, Jehovah.
在旧约里面，这是翻译成这个耶和华。
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
就是亚伯兰、以撒和雅各的这个神。
And so this man Jesus, that was born in Bethlehem, is God in human flesh.
这个主耶稣。他是人，但是他降是神降世。
And this is the special mission of Jesus, the Savior that was born.
这是主耶稣降世的特别的这个使命。
And you know that a mere man could not have died for our sins.
啊，一个普通人不能够为我们的罪而死。
Not an angel.
天使也不能够。
But not a superhuman being.
一个超人也不能够。
But Jesus was special because he's the sinless God-man.
啊，主耶稣是特别的，因为他是一个没有罪的神人。
He alone could bear our sins.
只有他能够肩负我们的罪。
And so, when you have your sins forgiven, you have peace and joy in your heart.
当你的罪被赦免的时候，你将有这个喜乐和平安在你心中。
That is what verse 10 says when the angel said to the shepherds.
这就在第十节所说的。
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
You remember the shepherds were lowly and you know.In their profession and in their working, you know, very hard in the darkness in their life, God came to them and showed them the way of salvation.
啊，你知道这些牧羊人呢，他们的工作是很辛苦的，很卑微的。但是在这黑暗当中呢，神呢，把这个好的消息呢带给他们。
And this was the good news that God wants to give to you.
那这个的好的消息呢，神也要告诉你们。
Are you in some trouble as you come tonight for this worship service?
今晚上当你来到这里的时候，你心中有没有任何的这个苦情呢？
The joy of the Lord is from God Himself.
这个主的喜乐呢，是从神那里来的。
And it is gotten when we receive Jesus as Savior.
我们只要相信主耶稣，我们就能够得到这样的一个喜乐。
So the announcement that came, indeed, was that Jesus came to bring joy and peace to the world.
那这样子的一个报告呢，是告诉我们主耶稣要把这个喜乐呢和平安呢，带给这个世界的人。
A joy that the world cannot give.
就是这个世界不能够给的这个平安。
The world.Knows joy today as entertainment.
啊，世界人呢，对于这个喜乐呢，是以这个娱乐来作为代表。
When they would go to be entertained, that is the joy of this world.
啊，当我们去享乐的时候，那就是这个世界的这一个所谓的喜乐。
And so the people of the world would flock to the cinemas.
所以世人呢将会去这个戏院
，go to the theaters
啊，将去那边看戏
，and in order to be entertained
啊，为了要在那里能够得享乐
，in order that they may find some relief from the trouble that they are facing，
他们要从这困难中呢得到这个释放。
But after that one or two hours of entertainment， they come out of that cinema， of that theater， with their problems still not solved。
经过了一两个小时的这个娱乐之后呢，他们出来之后，他们的这个问题还没有被解决。
And so Jesus Christ came in order to give true joy.
主耶稣来是要给我们真正的这个喜乐。
What is this true joy?
这真正的喜乐是什么呢？
The joy of sins forgiven.
就是罪被赦免。
When we sin against God,
当我们得罪神的时候。
Fear and guilt comes to our heart.
我们心中将有惧怕，还有那内疚感。
But when we come to our Savior, we receive His forgiveness.
当我们来到救主那里，我们将能够得到赦免。
And when you receive forgiveness, when there's no more rebuke for sin, then joy comes naturally into your heart.
当你不被你的良心所责备的时候，你将能够得到那种从主来的那种喜乐。
And not only that, the angel also announced that there is peace and goodwill toward all men.
那在这里呢，这个天使也这样说，有这个平安，和这个平安与这个喜悦呢，归于地上的人。
What is this peace?
这个平安是什么呢？
You see that in the history of this world, in the short 6,000-7,000 years, it is full of hatred and killing and war.
在这过去六七千年的这个人类的历史，你发现到都是一些暴力，都是一些打仗，都是一些残杀的事情。
Throughout human history, there is hardly any time when men are not killing one another.
在过去的历史，我们很少看到这人从没有互相的这个残杀。
And you know, it is only perhaps a few hundred years in the whole span of human history whereby men were not in constant war one with another.
就在过去的这个人类的历史，就好几百年，人类呢是和平的相处的。
And even when they were at peace, there is one who observed, and we observed that, you know, it was only a time to reload their guns.
就当他们在那个和平的时候呢，那也是他们预备要装的这个在预备自己的这个精气要打仗。
And so there is that sin nature that causes men to sin and be at war, at enmity, have hatred one for another.
这个是我们人的这罪性，就是我们要常常的彼此的打仗，彼此的这个残杀。
So this Savior of the world comes in order to bring true peace to this earth.
救主的降生是要把真正的和平带给这世界的人。
What is this true peace?
这真正的平安是什么呢？
When you have peace with God,
当你跟神有这个跟神和好的话，
you have peace with yourself.
那你就能够在心中有平安。
And when you have peace with God and you have peace within you, then you will have peace with the people around you.
当你跟神和好，你心中就有平安，你也能够跟人家和平的相处。
And that is the special privilege of Christians.
这就是基督徒所有的这个特权。
God's peace comes upon us.
神的平安进入我们的心中。
God's love come upon us.
神的爱进入我们的心中。
And so we know how to love the people around us.
我们知道怎么样爱我们周遭的人。
How do you know how to love the people around us?
我们怎么知道怎样爱周遭的人呢？
This love comes from God.
这爱呢是从神而来的。
When God gives to us supernaturally,
当神以超自然的方式赐给我们这爱的时候，
like an injection into our system，
就好像注射进入我们的这个身体里面，
causes us to be able to live at peace with the people around us，
好让我们能够和平的跟别人相处。
And so this is the good news that the angels were announcing to the whole world，
这就是天使向世人所宣告的这个好的消息。
To bring true joy，
就带给来真正的这个和平。
Not the kind of pseudo joy of the entertainment industry in our world today.
不是那个假的那种和平，是那不是那种娱乐的那种的和平。
And to bring true peace,
带来真正的这个平安。
And so if you are a child of God,
如果你是一个神的儿女，
And the love of God is in you,
主神的爱在你的心中，
You will be a peacemaker wherever you go.
你将是使人和睦的一个人。
Whether you are in your workplace,
无论你在你的工作的地方，
the peace of God that is in you,
神的那个在你心中的那个平安，
the love of God that is in you,
神的爱在你的心中，
cause you to be able to treat the people around you differently. Where does this power come from? From the Savior. When we come to Him, by accepting what He has done for us in His coming to earth. What did Jesus do when He came to earth?
当主耶稣来到世上，他做了什么东西呢？
He lived for 33 years.
他活了33年。
Without sin.
没有罪。
And because He was without sin, He was the substitute that God gave on the cross for our sins.
因为他没有罪，他就在十字架成为了那个代赎罪的这个羔羊。
And so He came and He lived sinless, a sinless life, and He died for our sins.
他降生，他活在这世上，他为我们的罪而死了。
His blood was shed,
他的宝血流出来，
to wash away our sins,
洗干净我们的一切的罪。
And 3 days later,
3天之后,
Jesus rose from the dead.
从死里复活。
This is victory over death and sin and the grave.
就是战胜这个死亡，战胜这个坟墓的这个最好的一个证据。
And so, the day when we, today when we come for Christmas,
所以今天当我们来到这里庆祝这个圣诞节的时候,
to remember the day of our Savior's birth,
所以今天主耶稣的这个诞降生,
we have a question for you.
我有一个这样子的问题,
unto you a Savior is born.
今天救主降生,
that is our message.
这就是我们的信息。
Is He a Savior to you?
他是否是你的这个救主吗?
If He is not,
如果他不是的话,
we urge you to receive Him as your Lord and Savior today.
我们恳求你接受他做你的主和你的救主。
Come and believe this good news.
来相信这样子的一个好的消息。
This good news that was announced by the angels to the shepherds.
那这样的一个好的消息呢, 是天使向这个牧羊人所报告的。
The shepherds saw and the shepherds believed.
这个牧羊人他看见，他们也相信。
And they were so happy to bring the good news to the rest of the people.
他们很兴奋地把这个好的消息带给周遭的人。
And this is the purpose of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的意义。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的这个意思。
If you are a child of God,
如果你是神的儿子,
Christmas is the time where you introduce to the people around you the Savior.
那就趁着这个圣诞的期间呢, 你把这个救主呢, 把它介绍给周遭的人。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的真正的意义。
Unto you a Savior is born.
有一位救主为我们而诞生。
May you receive Him if you have not.
但愿你能够接受他做你的救主。
Because the time will come when it is too late.
将来有一天呢，你可能没有这个机会了。
Death is the separation.
死亡呢，是把人分开的。
Heaven and hell.
有天堂跟地狱。
Death is that separation.
那就死亡把我们带进天堂，或者到带进那个地狱里面。
Before we take our last breath,
当我们呼最后一口气的时候,
if we would make a decision to believe this Savior,
如果你决定接受这个救主,
when we die,
当我们死的时候,
the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
that you would be with the angels in heaven.
你将会与天使在这个天堂里面。
But if you have not believed,
如果你还没有相信的话,
and you die,
你离开这世界的时候,
the Bible says that you would be condemned to the fires of eternal hell.
当你死的时候, 你将会进入那个流亡火湖永恒的这个刑罚当中。
And so it is an ugly picture to be without the Savior.
如果没有救主了, 这是很恐怖的一个画面。
and we want you to be like the shepherds.
我们要求你像那些牧羊人那样,
who receive the Savior. And receive peace and joy. May God's peace and joy be your portion. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。